Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management at the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industry, joins Morning Magazine again today. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to listeners.
Last month, we spoke about the disaster-proofing your business program that you had planned for the City of Moreton Council. This month, we're going to look at the intricacies of workforce planning. Where do we start?
Thanks, Debbie. Well, the starting point for developing a workforce plan is about knowing the vision of your business, and that is, where do you want your business to be in 5 years from now? From there, we suggest you then determine your business goals. That might be 3 or 4 targets that you aim to achieve. Now, some businesses need to stabilize or consolidate, while other businesses, they aiming to expand or grow. And the workforce plan, therefore, will largely depend on your business goals.
Okay, so once the business goals are determined, then what?
Well, that's when workforce planning can begin. Now, it's important that this is a process that doesn't drain your resources. It shouldn't be a burden, but rather it should be embraced as an exercise to engage your staff and your customers, potentially, so that you can be prepared to take advantages of opportunities in the marketplace. Workforce planning, after all, is about having the right people in the right place at the right time for the right reason and therefore doing the right things.
What are some of the challenges and opportunities facing small businesses in the City of Moreton Bay?
Oh, there are many challenges, Debbie. Some businesses are finding it difficult to attract and retain suitable staff. And this is made even more frustrating when they can see all the opportunities that are on the horizon. One opportunity relates to visitor numbers. Day trippers and weekend visitors are increasing rapidly, and this is likely to continue on an upward trajectory as we get closer to the Olympic Games in 2032. Look, there are opportunities for big businesses to build more overnight accommodation, and there are opportunities for small businesses to arrange activities to keep those visitors here longer and to entice them to return or to go and tell their friends and family about the fabulous City of Moreton Bay.
Okay. So how can UniSC help businesses to develop a workforce plan?
We offer a workforce planning course for businesses. This is a course that's fully funded by Jobs Queensland, and therefore it's free to any businesses operating in Queensland. The course is delivered in a 2-hour workshop format over 7 weeks, and you can attend in class, or you can attend online, or you can even study at your own pace. One of the many benefits of having a workforce plan is that businesses can be much more competitive when applying for government grants. These government grants provide financial assistance to businesses, and it always emphasizes those that have a desire to create new jobs. So you can find out more by visiting our website, which is usc.edu.au, and then just search for workforce planning.
Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on 101.5fm.com.au website.